Af gozal, the same thing, an animal that you stole. The last light akanto, there's no way now that you'll be able to bring it for carbon. There's no way.
It doesn't make a difference if the bialim was miyayish or the bialim was not miyayish on an animal that you stole. You cannot bring it for carbon. You're not toner it. Yish doesn't help.
Yeah. This is the way Ula says. Now, Rava Marava says no mihocha from this pasuk. The pasuk says karbonoi v'loi ha-gozel. That watch, you can only bring your carbon and not a stolen animal. A stolen animal, a gozel, you cannot use for carbon. Now, Amos, what are we talking about? Why does the pasuk tell us karbonoi, only your own carbon, and you cannot bring a carbon from stolen animal? Amos, what do we need the pasuk for? If the pasuk is telling me even before the owner was miyayish, gave up hope of getting it back, no, he thought he's going to get it back. So the mapshita, of course you can't be magdish the gazlin. Lomali kroh, it's not yours. It doesn't belong to you, it's the owner still. So of course you can't be magdish it. We always ask in ma beisav rishusay, of course you're rishusay. You can only be magdish something that belongs to you. So if the owner wasn't miyayish, pshita, you can't have it. El alav, isn't this pasuk talking about liyacha yish? Even after the bialim was miyayish, even though it took already 2 months, and the owner gave up hope of ever receiving it back, he was miyayish. And now the gazlan goes and is makdashit, still it's not chal. So, l'chor, we see yish is not kono. Ushma mina, from here it's a proof, yish like kono. Shema mina, here it's a good proof. For the Gemara, v'horavu, who diyoma, I rov himself said like that. V'horavu diyoma, the gozla korban l'chavrei. It's possible to say you stole your friend's carbon. Like you need the pasuk to tell us in a case where you stole your friend's carbon. You're asking me about yish, so how does it become yours? So Rabbi said, no, the pasuk means in a case, let's say your friend was makdish the animal. He made it into a carbon ayla, and now you go and steal it. Can you use it? For that I need the pasuk. So what's Rabbi bringing a proof here that yish is not koina? So Rabbi says, the boy is saying, one teretz is, I'll tell you, hodabe. That Rava retracted from that halacha. One of these halachas was not Rava that said it, but it was Rav Papa. Rav himself could hold that Yish Tak is not Kono. He asked Psukim to say that Yish is not Kono. So Taisa Shita over here is that when Ula says, Minayin li Yish, how do I know that Yish is not Kono? So Taisa says, Mashmir, that Ula holds, Yish is not Kono. By a gazlan, whenever the owner is miyayish, it means nothing. The gazlan can't keep it. He still has to return it to the owner. So Toyas asked a lot of kashas, and Mashmah clearly, that even Ula agrees, there is a kinyan of yish. And therefore, Toyas answers, Elavadai lechol mili moed Ula the yish koni. Havada all over Ula also agrees that yish is kona. But rak le'inyan hakrova. It's only here for hakrova. Can you be makrovit for carbon? For a carbon, their special aloch is, the apostle says, "Ve'aveisim gozlas v'pesach v'secheilah ha'yistof ne'Hashem." Hashem doesn't like this. To bring this for a carbon, that you can't bring a carbon that was stolen. Even though the owner was miyayish, and even though yish by gezel usually means you have a right to keep it, and you don't have to return the animal anymore, just money. But to use that animal for a carbon, that's no good. That's all Ula means. For a krov, it's no good. And that's why the Gemara Kasha. So the Gemara says in the Mishnah, Omidas Tashlumi Abov Vechamisha. So the Mishnah said what? That Omidas Tashlumi Abov Vechamisha in the Heges, Ela Bishor Vesel Bovat. Shenema Ki Yignav Ish Shor Oisel V'Tov Chaya Machroi. The whole Pasha, if you steal an animal, and you shecht it or you sell it, you have to pay back 4 by a Shor, or 5 by a Ser, it's only a Shor and a Ser. But if you sold a different type of an animal, even though you sold it, then you put it from Dal of the Hay. That's what our Mishnah says. Special aloha by Shor and a Seh. So Mara says, V'yamai. Why? True, the Pasuk says Shor and Seh, but Nelev Shor Mishabis. Why don't we learn out Shor Mishabis? Just like the mitzvah Shvisas Behemtoi, on Shabbos you have to make sure your animals don't do work. If so, Ma'alahal, just like over there by Shabbos, the aloha was Chayev V'yoyf Kiyotzebim, that the Issa Shvisas Shabbos applies even to a Chay, even to a knife. Maybe Afghan here also, Chayiv Yoyf Kiyotzim, Chayiv Yosh also be included. So why do you say the Mishnah, true the Pasuk says Shor Aser, but maybe includes everything? Omar Rav says no, Omar the Pasuk says Shor Veser. Shor Veser Shnei Pomin. Here it says it 2 times in the Pasha, it says Shor Veser. Since the Torah here says it twice, it comes to teach us Vedavka over here, only these two and no place else. She tells you, Esther Kasha, why do you have to have the word said twice? It just should have said the word sure twice. Like, no limit is it says sure, sure, me Shabbos. So since it says sure here and it says sure by Shabbos, we're learning out one from the other. So it would have been enough to say the word sure twice. It says the word sure twice, that means, like, here it's different, don't learn out for Shabbos. How come you have to have the word said twice? From time of it said, the cost is based on Lomeli. Have the Shabbos like Sivse. Yishloim adid like Siv Seshne Shnei Pomim. Have a mino. Shebo shor lamutei shar mili. Midin shor lehevi betashum in hei. But look me adin se, that's all. Maybe it only means to say that every other min doesn't have a locha like shor to have to pay back five times. But maybe it'll have the locha like a se to pay back four times. That's what the Torah says, no, shor and se two times to teach us bediuk. Dafka, if you steal a shor or a seh, you have to pay back four or five, and no other animals. Amri, for tomorrow, hai miyutar, which one is extra? Which one of these shor or sehs are extra? Ilay mashor v'seh, the sefer, shor v'seh, the sefer, the posik. That's extra. The nichtav, Rachmon HaTorah, just should have said, ki yignav shor or sehs, v'tov chayam ochroi. Chamisha boki yishalem, tachtov, v'yabot, so in tachtov, that's all. The end, didn't have to repeat itself and say sure and say a second time. So the Mar no, e cost of Rachman Hak, if Torah would have written it like this, I would have thought to say, boy shalume tisha, l'chol echot v'yechot. When it says four and five, it means nine times. And that's what the Torah meant. If it wouldn't have repeated itself again and say the word sure and say, I would have thought to say it means you have to pay back nine. Yeah. The chitem, maybe you tell me no. Hoksiv tachtov. Tachtov. It says the word tachtov twice. So we know clearly five is instead of the shor, and four is instead of the seh, and not that you have to pay back nine. So how would I make a mistake? So I'll tell you no. Chad tachtov miyuter. And one tachtov is extra over here. So that's how I know exactly only this and not nine. So where it says no. Hu mi boilil the drosh achrina. The word tachtov here, extra, I need for a different drasha. Titania, I learned like this. Yochel, I would have thought to say, gonav shor shor v'mona. If somebody stole the shor, that's worth $100. So yishalim tachtov negidim, maybe you have a right to pay back instead of it. A weak animal, Rashi says, kachushim, weaker one, that's omit to die, that's not worth $100. How do I know you have to pay back the same value as the shor that you stole? Talmud loyma tachtov tachtov. That's why I need the extra word tachtov. That shor takashor means if you stole a good shor, you have to return to him a good shor, a shor that's going to live, a healthy one, the one you stole. And you can't give him back a weaker one that's going to die. So the word tachtov is not extra over here. So without the last shor and seh should also not be extra. Because if the Torah wouldn't have written it, I would have thought to say, you have to pay back nine. So Mar says, Ella, true, the last shor of the seh you need in the pasuk. To teach us that you have to pay back only five shores, only four shores and five says. Elo shor v'seh the ratio muter. Elo no, it's the shore that said at the beginning of the post of that section. Why? Because really the nicht of Rachmon HaTorah just should have written the nicht of Rachmon ki yignav ish v'tov chayim ochroi chamisha boki shalom takas ha-shor. Torah just should have written ki yignav ish v'tov chay. A person steals and shechs l'sel. Sells, so chamisha boker yishalom takas ashor, you have to pay back five boker takas ashor, for yabo tzoyin takas aseh, and four tzoyin takas aseh. That's all the Torah should have written. But the first shorin says extra. Samara says no. Because of Rachman Hoki, the Torah would have written like this. Not say at the beginning of the pasuk shorin seh. Just say at the end you have to pay back five and four. I would have thought to say, adi gonav trei v'tovach lehu. And two, maybe you have to steal both. The issue here is only if you stole the shor and a seh, then the locher is that you have to pay back four and five. But maybe only if you sold both of them. Adigonav trei, v'tovachlu. Fred the Gemara no, v'tovchu ksiv. Lechad, it says v'tovchoy mashmi only shechted one. So why would you think you have to shech both of them? Samar says, no, true. But v'yem, I would have thought like this. Adigonav tavayu. The pasuk is talking about where you stole both of them. You stole the shor from somebody, you stole the seh. And maybe you have to sell both of them. So more again says, no, umachroi ksiv. Luchat, it says clearly, umachroi, mashmi, even if you sell only one of them. So why would I think you have to do both? So more says like this. V'yema, maybe say like this. V'yema, hava, I mean, I would have thought to say, adi gonav trei, v'tofa chad umazvin chad. True. You only have to sell one, but you have to shech the other one. Like the case where Yechayiv is only if you stole the two. You stole the shor and the seh. And then you made a tficha on one, and you made a mechira on the other one. That's one Yechayiv. But how do I know each one separately Yechayiv for? That's why I need the word shor and seh at the beginning of the pasuk. So again, it's not extra. So Mara says no. Oy mochroi ksiv. It says the word oy mochroi. It's like to separate it. So that's why I know each one separately. So Mara says no. V'yakati still have him in. I would have thought to say, adi gonif tavayu. Maybe the pasuk is only talking about where you stole both. You stole the shor and you stole the seh. V'tofachad, and you shechted one. O meshayachad, you left over one. Oy mazvinchad, o meshayachad, left over one. But maybe you only chayev when you made a gnev on both together. Maybe if you only stole one, maybe you wouldn't be chayev dal v'hei. So that's why I need the first shor that says, teach me no. Even if you only stole the shor, still you have to pay the hay for that alone. So Mar says, true, you need to show the sefer at the beginning. Ella rather show the sefer the seh the reishim miyuter. That's what's extra. It didn't have to say the shor at the end. It didn't have to say the word seh at the beginning. The nichta rachmon of Torah should have written like this. Ki yig noivish shor, the person steals a shor. V'tov chayim ochre, he shechs it, or he sells it. So put this chamisha bok yishalim tachtav, you have to pay back five instead of that. And four sons instead of the seh, that's all it should have said. So I would know now clearly for each one of them alone, Yechayiv. If so, shor the sefer, the seh the reisha lomeli, why does the Torah have to write separately the shor of the sefer and the seh of the reisha? Shema Mina comes to teach us that shor the seh in midi achrin eloi, that this pasha, if you steal a shor or a seh, is bedafka by a shor or a seh. Here you have to pay back five for the shor and four for the seh. Then the chanami, if you steal a different animal and you shecht it, you'd be potter, that would pay. Only you have to pay back kefil. Then the Mishnah says, Ein ha-goin nevachar ha-ganef mishan tashlumi kefil. If Reuven stole something, and then Shimon, the second ganef, steals it from Reuven. So now when Shimon steals it from Reuven, Shimon, the second ganef, does not have to pay back kefil. The Karen, you have to pay back Kain Shagozel. Like you stole, you have to return the chafetz. But to pay back kefil, that you potter. Why? Some Rav says, Loishonu el lufnayish. That's only before the first owner was Miyayish. So before the first owner was Miyayish, when Reuven stole it, by Reuven, it's not called by Begunav Mibesish. It's not called in the owner's house. Because Reuven is not the owner, Reuven's a Ganef. The Pasht of Kefil is only Begunav Mibesish. If you steal something from the owner's possession, then you have to pay that Kefil. But here that you stole it from the first Ganef, before the first Bailam was Miyayish, it belongs to the first one. So the Ganef doesn't own it yet. So if you steal it from a Ganef, that's why you put it from Kefil. Avo liyacha yish, but if the Bailam was already Miyayish, therefore Konu Ganef Rishon, therefore the first Ganef now is Konur, it belongs his. He has the right to keep it. True, he has to pay back money for what he stole, but the actual Chafetz, the actual animal, he could keep. If so, the Gonav Sheni, now the second one steals it from the first one. Mishal Tashlume Kefil, the Gonav Rishon. He'll have to pay back Kefil the first one. Because the Gonav, now it's called the Gonav Mevesish. Now it's called Mevesish. Since the second one was Konarit, the first Gonav was Konarit with Shinui, now that he's Konarit, it's his. Therefore, if you steal it from him, you'd have to pay back Kefil. That's what Rav says. And this the Gemara says, Omer Rav Sheshit, Rav Sheshit said, you should know, Amino, I say, all right, turn over. Yes, the Gemara says, Omer Rav Sheshit, Amino, I say, that Kinayim V'shochiv Rav Omer L'Ashmaititur. When Rav was like dozing off, that's when Rav said this halacha. It was really, he didn't mean it. Why not? The Tanya, because we learn like this. Omer Rav Yekiva says, Mifnei Mar Omer Toira, Tofachu Mochor. How come the Torah says Tofach u'mochi, you have to pay back. Abo v'chanisho. Mifnesh nishtaresh v'chet. Because you did like a second chet, you did two chatoyim here. Rashi says, also shrosh and klemar. Nishchazik v'chet. You did a strong chet here. Shekonu. Or mahani maisav. That when you first stole the animal, it's not yours yet. It still belongs to the original owner. When you go and shecht it, or you go and sell it, either it's a shinu maisa, or else it's a shinu rishus. So now taki yikonu remains yours. That's a bigger maisa. That's why you have to pay back 4 and 5. That's what Rabbi Kiva says. Mifnei mar omru toiro, tofach lomochem esham tashlumei, abo v'chamisha, mifnei shenishtar resh bechet. You made a stronger chet, you made a bigger geneva now, that now you like own it. Amos, so what are we talking about? Elaine, if you want to tell me lefnei yish, before the first owner was miyayish,